In conjunction with Life Insurance Awareness Month, EIS presents With Life Insurance, I've Got You. In this special series of four podcasts, you'll hear people share their personal stories about how key life insurance decisions and experiences led to positive impacts that resonate to this day. They'll also share their actionable insights based on what they've learned along the way.
My name is Ann Daly. I live outside of Boston, and I am a sales director for EIS. I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. I was one of five children, and my father, in his first career, worked for a bakery, and he was a commercial donut man. His nickname around town was Joe Donuts, by the way.
Sounds yummy.
Anyways, he had a terrible accident when I was in first grade. The oldest, my brother, was in eighth grade. So imagine five young children supporting your family, and then you're in this terrible accident where you're disabled for a year. My dad, during that time when he was rehabilitating, explored some other career opportunities to continue to raise his young family. And he ended up landing in a career selling life insurance for the Knights of Columbus, an organization he was already a member of and then became an employee of. He became incredibly passionate about life insurance. You know, he almost died. So imagine he had a glimpse into what it would be like to leave a young family with, you know, his wife and five kids. And so he then began a 30-plus year career selling life insurance in the community. He passed on that passion to his children and their families. Dad really, really encouraged us strongly to buy whole life insurance. In all of our cases, one of the spouses was working for themselves and didn't have access to a corporate pension or 401k plan. And he really believed, and accurately so, that whole life insurance policies could serve many purposes, not only to protect your life upon death, but also to help save for retirement. And all five of us, we all ended up buying whole life insurance for both ourselves and our spouses, probably before we were all 30.
Wow.
It's really an inexpensive financial vehicle to buy when you're that age. And so I think I paid $250 a month for 20 some years. And then sadly, my father passed away when he was 79 years old. He was actually still employed by the Knights of Columbus. The customers in the community were so committed and dependent on my father that they really kind of almost didn't let him retire. So thankfully, he still had his employer life insurance policy. He also had other life insurance policies that he had along the way. And that was incredibly helpful to my mother because she's still alive today at 91. So imagine she's been, you know, living for 15 years, supporting herself.
How your father left life and how your mother has continued on, certainly no one could predict. And yet, there is this misconception that life insurance is really only for older people. You have some thoughts on that I know you'd like to share.
Buying whole life insurance at a younger age, it's so much less expensive. The first thing that insurance companies do is a quick assessment of your health. In your younger years, you're so much less likely to have developed health issues. So getting life insurance is a heck of a lot easier than it is when you're 50, 55. And the value 15, 20 years later is just significant. The younger you investigate and pursue and consider buying life insurance, the benefits can be significant. You know, my daughter, who's 25, we bought her a $50,000 policy when she was 16, maybe. And it was a policy that allowed her to step up the cash value and the death benefit at a certain age with no underwriting. When she turned 25, she had the option to increase it by another $50,000, which we did. By the time she's 40, she won't have to pay for it anymore. And there will be plenty of cash in there if she needs to use it for emergencies, for maybe her children's tuition.
You know, when you talk about this, your enthusiasm is contagious. What do you explain as being the source of your passion?
I'm very passionate about it because there is no other product There's no other organization, there's no other entity other than an insurance company that can guarantee your life and pay you that amount of money, regardless of what happens in the financial markets, with your health, with your family. There's no other product that will guarantee you that sum of money, regardless of any other external factors. Banks can't do it. Financial planners can't do it. Investment firms can't do it. The only organization is an insurance company.
And thank you so much for being on the podcast today and sharing your observations. Great stuff.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this special EIS podcast commemorating Life Insurance Awareness Month. To hear all four episodes in this series, visit our website, EISgroup.com. Remember, it's all in the name of discovering the true meaning behind the theme, with life insurance, I've got you. Until next time, let's keep in mind one value we all share, that we would do anything to protect our families and ensure they have bright futures. If we were no longer here, we'd want them to continue on financially. Life insurance is a simple, affordable way to say to your loved ones, I've got you, and mean it.